Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. Our 22nd voice on this day of Ramadan is a college student who's lived in California, Texas, Virginia, and now Massachusetts.
All right, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Ilana Lazeh. My father, who's Palestinian, lives in San Francisco, and my mother's actually Israeli-American, who converted to Islam. And my stepfather is Pakistani. So I have a really mixed family, and we have, you know, really mixed heritage.
She shared many stories of playing football in Austin, Texas after breaking her fast and kicking around the soccer ball in Virginia. But it was the memories of her family and its rich composition and religious diversity that touched on a quintessential aspect of being Muslim in the United States.
My grandfather, who is a staunch Israeli veteran and was Palmach war veteran, he was kind of, I guess, uncomfortable with the idea of my mother being Muslim, for a long time, and he still is. But that never stopped him from kind of respecting when I was fasting. For instance, one of my brothers was, like, teasing me and, you know, eating food in front of me while I was fasting, and he kind of gave him, like, you know, a clap and was like, stop being, you know, a schmuck, basically. And I was kind of surprised by that. It was kind of that, you know, interesting juxtaposition, you know, when you compare it to the culture in which I was raised in. Very Israeli, but also very Muslim at the same time. And my father's family is very Palestinian, I would say. We come from, like, Al-Azza family is, like, a long tradition of, you know, tribes and rulers over in Palestine. So it was just interesting to have that juxtaposition. Ramadan usually comes at different parts of the season, depending on what year you're talking about. But, like, because it's based on the moon calendar, I remember one time it came upon, you know, I'd say Christmas time, and there were so many lights outside. And so I remember my mom was visiting a friend who's actually a convert from Christianity, and, we all piled in the car, my grandfather, my mother, even my step-grandmother. She's actually African-American, but she converted from and was originally a Southern Baptist, but converted to Judaism in order to marry my grandfather. So we were just like a whole bunch of, like, you know, a puzzle piece and kind of odd ones, I suppose. And I remember we went out to go see the lights during this one Ramadan night, and we started singing, like, you know, these Christmas songs, and by the end of it, we were also singing, like, these Jewish songs, and it was just during Ramadan, you know, with a majority of people in the car were Muslim, and, you know, like, in our, you know, observing Muslims, too, like, actually the sister who converted to Christianity wore niqab, so it's kind of, alhamdulillah, it's interesting, I suppose.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.